Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We've been talking about experiencing the supernatural. And what we want to start out with is the realization that you are experiencing supernatural events right now. It's not something that you have to ask to happen or that you have to be qualified for or gifted or anything else. The supernatural realm is full of active events going on around you right now. Our problem is our perception of them. Our senses are so deadened and hardened that we can't see what's going on solically right before our very eyes and ears. We've talked before about how you have physical senses, but your vision, for instance, only perceives a small percentage of light rays and colors that are available. We hear only a small percentage of the sound waves that are in the air right now. Think of your TV. Whether you turn from one channel to the other, those waves are still flowing through the atmosphere or your cable, but your tuner amplifies one signal and deadens the rest. And then when you switch to another channel, it deadens the one that you were just listening to and focuses in on the one that you've requested. It's not that one goes away and another one appears, or that all of a sudden something has changed and now your TV, the signal all of a sudden appears. It's you've got the tuner to work. You're pressing the right buttons. You're perceiving something that has already been there, that is waiting for you. Likewise, in the supernatural realm, again, supernatural is just above natural. The natural is what you can perceive with your natural senses, your physical senses. Supernatural is above that, what you perceive with your solical senses. And why we spend so much time discussing what goes on in the supernatural realm and in the solical realm, which is how that supernatural realm affects or describes your soul, how your soul functions, is because it is so foreign to us. And a big confusion that really distorts a lot of our perceptions of ourselves and of God and of others is we get the supernatural realm and the laws that govern it mixed up with the spiritual realm and the law that governs it. And the law that governs the spiritual realm is that it is finished. It's done. The character of God is complete in the spirit realm. So if it's not true of God, it's not true of the spirit realm. It's only in the soulical realm that there is a process, a continuum, a change. Likewise, in the natural, there is a process. There are things are changing. In the spirit realm, what is true of God, that all-powerful, that omniscience, that omnipotence, the creative, the absolute creative power and ability, everything that's true about who and what God is true of the spiritual realm. That's why we want to distinguish from the supernatural realm, because that's not true of the supernatural realm. And so as we begin to see that there's a problem there, we can rely on God to exposing and teaching us personally. Because it's not that you and I want to know the, you know, a teaching. We've had plenty of teachings. We've all had plenty of opportunity to learn, but we want experience. There's things that God wants to train you in, and he wants us to take the time, the energy, and the effort to be able to hear and experience what he has for us every day. So anytime we set our hearts and our minds and our time for knowing him, for the things of God in general, we want to start out with dealing with interference. And we'll get into this in a more in-depth approach at another time, because we could spend the whole time dealing with that. But for now, we're just going to start with a very simplistic, and let God take it, fill in the blanks, and we'll just take authority over all interference right now. That, Lord, whatever you want us to experience in the supernatural realm right now, we trust that all interference must be silent. So we take authority over any interference right now that comes from the supernatural or even the natural realm. And we give our full attention, Lord, to what you want to show us. Okay? So then we can go into the learning process, trusting that God will reveal to us what he wants us to see and to know. So what are some keys to experiencing the supernatural realm? And there's tons of keys, but we narrow it down to the simplistic and very simple approaches to get us started. Because there are an infinite number of doors, because there are, for each one of us, there is a unique experience awaiting us. So you have your own key to knowing God. There's going to be something that he's going to change for you to draw you, that you will always be able to say, well, I know I have experienced the supernatural realm because of this. This was real. I know this happened, and therefore I know that there's something more than what I'm experiencing. So that's going to be a draw to encourage you that is going to be between you and God. So we're just going to talk about four keys to experiencing the supernatural. But again, there's more, and a good idea might be for you to journal or write down, record, whatever is easiest for you, what God teaches you, what keys he gives to you, what encouragements, what experiences are meaningful for you. Not so that you can share them with one another, not so that you can make a book out of it, not so that you can, you know, figure out the signs, the symbols, the revelation, but just so that you can document with God that something really did happen. And very often in the process of writing it down, we make it more real to ourselves. And he gives us an opportunity to investigate detail and to notice things that we might not have noticed just by experiencing a particular event. So first, we want to ask the Lord to create in us a hunger and a thirst. Supernatural experiences can be desired and asked for. So we ask for the supernatural experiences, and we ask that we will not be satisfied with anything less than everything he wants us to have. This may sound simple, but God wants us to want what he wants for us. He doesn't want us to be ambivalent or neutral or lackadaisical. He wants us to hunger and thirst after him. And if this is your time for training in the supernatural realm, he wants you to hunger and thirst after that training. So we start by asking for experiences. So give you an opportunity to just go ahead and do that and join me if you care to do so. So, Lord, we just ask that you give us those supernatural experiences. And we ask that you give us a hunger and a thirst, a drive and a drawing for the training and the supernatural experiences that you want us to have. We want to learn, and we don't want to be distracted or deceived by our own history, our own beliefs, and we take authority over everything else. And we thank you ahead of time for the experiences you're going to give us and for making them clear. We trust, Lord, that you don't trick us. You're not out to make it hard. You're out to make it easy for us because you know how each one of us has our own struggles and our own inhibitions, and we trust that you're not out to take advantage of us, but that we in our spirit have already agreed that this training that you have for us today is from you. That we've already agreed to everything that's going on in our circumstances in our life. So we look forward to what you're going to reveal to us. Because now remember, it's already going on. So there's that saying, ignorance is bliss. But God does not want you ignorant. You can't be ignorant and exercise his authority at the same time. We so often, Christians so often put off exercising authority until after we die, and then we have the crown, and then we rule and reign. But that's not what God says. He wants you to rule and reign now. And so you'll have to learn how to exercise that authority. And to do that, you can't be ignorant. and exercise that authority at the same time. So you ask, you open the door, you say, God, I'm ready, I'm willing, whatever you have for me, I trust that you'll make it clear. And give me a hunger and a thirst. I don't want to be satisfied with anything less than everything you have for me. So that's the first key, is to just ask the Lord to create in you a hunger and a thirst. Then obviously he's going to ask, you know, you're going to have to make time for him. So that's part of the hunger and the thirst, is responding. Second, ask the Lord to help you to overcome any apprehensions or fears and to answer any questions you may have. God knows you have fears and apprehensions and questions. Let's get them out on the table. Talk to him about it and give him an opportunity to answer them and respond. This whole process is not about the supernatural realm or even your ruling and reigning, your authority. It's about your relationship with God, being healed of those wounds and freed from the lies so that you can be one spirit, soul, and body. And then fully engulfed and containing God at the same time. So it's not about what you can accomplish, about accomplishing whatever you think your purpose is. We'll talk about that. But it's about knowing him. That's what eternal life is. And you've got it right now. Are you enjoying the eternal life that you already have? So because this is about your relationship with God, pursuing what he puts before you and taking it on as your project for the day will increase and expand your confidence in him and alleviate some of the concerns you have about what he thinks about you. Can God be trusted? Can you trust him with yourself, with your safety, with your beliefs, with your loved ones, with your loved things? We have this idea that if we start getting out of our comfort zone, there's danger there. And what do we think is in danger? We're either going to make a mistake where we get hurt, where those we love get hurt, where we get deceived, where there are, you know, unintended consequences that we're going to get so messed up that we won't be able to fix it. Well, the thing is if we don't have that confidence that God's going to take care of us, then we are saying that we're so big, we can jump out of God's hand. If God can't keep you safe, how big must you think you are that you can keep yourself safe by knowing the right thing, believing the right thing? Oh, but I can jump out of his hand. No, you can't. What do you think you are? You're not a soulical being. You're not a natural being. You're a spirit being. And you are one in him. You're part of the hand. You can't get out of his hand even if you wanted to. So don't worry about making a mistake. Don't worry about what may or may not happen. Remember, it's already happening. All we're asking is to have an increased awareness and then learn how to interact. Exercise your authority. Rule over. over yourself and reign over your circumstances. And we try to keep it to a very simple common denominator here. You have circumstances going on in your life in the supernatural realm right now, in your car, wherever, in your front of your computer, in your listening to these podcasts, wherever it is. There are beings and events going on in the supernatural realm right now. Just wave your arm around, you're hitting something. So let's be aware of what's going on. And asking him for these events and the awareness gives him free rein. And when you give God an inch, he will take a mile. Don't read anything into this. This is not about an evaluation, it's instead an encouragement. What your goal is may be specific or may be broad. God may specifically say, I want you to learn about this. Or I want you to have your eyes trained or your ears trained. Or I want you to be able to sense this is what's going on. And we'll get into some of these particulars as we go forward. Or he may just be saying, I'm not going to tell you. Just follow me. And you may not know what you've learned or even what you've experienced until well after the fact. But you know what? You learned it by experience. And I don't care. Once you've experienced it, it's really hard for somebody to argue with you. And that's what we want. It's a non-Christian trying to argue with the Christian that there is no God. Guess what? There's if you've experienced his love and his presence, it really doesn't matter what somebody calls you or how angry they get. Or if they think you're a lunatic or stupid or deluded. Someone with experience always trumps someone with a theory. So God wants you to learn how to exercise your authority and your responsibility in the supernatural realm. Remember, those always go hand in hand. Authority and responsibility always go hand in hand. You can't exercise one without the other. So this is about becoming an adult. An adult Christian here in this world, in this earth. It's not about becoming more spiritual or more of a Christian. It's just about putting away childish things that, okay, I am a spirit being. I need to learn how to act that way. And putting away the lies, getting those wounds healed, and learning to live as a spirit being now. So the third key is ask the Lord to bring others into your life with whom you can share experiences. Now, this may be, you know, something like what we're doing now online. This might be your church or friends or who knows. But the Lord wants us to be able to learn from others learning from him, as well as he wants to teach us how to share with others what he has shared with us. Our confidence in the way he does things, how much he loves us is reflected in how much he loves others. Our confidence in him grows as we see that he treats each of us as individuals, but with respect and gentleness. He's not a brute. He's not rude. He's not a bully. And this is one of the ways we really sharpen our ability to hear him and to sense his presence, is we start to see how he works in others. And we can help others when they feel bullied. Wait a minute, that's not God. Where is that pressure coming from? That's not God. And we start there. So our confidence grows, but as we see what the Lord is doing in other believers, we also want to see more and more what he's doing in our lives. So we are provoked by what he's doing in others. There's being provoked, and then there's being jealous. You shouldn't, well, don't, it's not necessary to want what other people have, but put it in the back of your mind. Say somebody's having an experience that you've always wanted. It's not about, okay, how did they get that? It's, again, journal it down. This, Lord, this is something, if say it's an encounter with an angel. This is something I've always wanted, Lord. Is now a good time? And let him answer. Remember, this is all about relationship. So somebody may have had this wonderful encounter with an angel. They came away with, you know, a changed person, set free from things that they'd been struggling with their whole lives. Because we know that each one of us is on our own path, we can rejoice. We can just say thank you. And then we can go, okay, Lord, that's really cool. That's something I always wanted. Is it time for me? And he may say yes, but it won't be like that. Or yes, it's time, and then we ask, okay, Lord, I want it. Or he may say, no, not yet. The simplicity of knowing God, and yet, as we follow him and as we pursue him, he reveals himself to us in a unique way. Finally, we ask the Lord to reveal himself objectively. In other words, we're not going to do guesswork. Well, I think that was God. What is truly from the Lord will stand up to scrutiny by the light of day. Hearing from and knowing God and having supernatural experiences and is not something that we strain for or imagine. Instead, the Lord sharpens our discernment for this very reason, so that we can objectively evaluate the experience that we've had. We ask the Lord to make it real. Just as we trust what we see, what we taste, what we touch with our physical senses, what we experience supernaturally is just as real. The Lord wants us to have that same confidence of its realness. So just as when you drink something, when you eat something, when you hear the phone ring, you know it's the phone. When you taste something, when you taste something sweet, you know what it is. When you taste a strawberry, when you taste chocolate, when you drink something hot, when you touch something soft, your pillow or snow or something hard, you know what it is. Your senses, your physical senses tell you what it is. And because you have tasted that before, you have heard that before, you have touched that before, you have developed a library in order in your senses to be able to say, this is what that is. Likewise, in the supernatural realm, you will develop a library of resources, of reference points, to be able to say, that's what this is. This is God. This is not. This is a caution. This is an encouragement. This is where I need to go slow. This is where I need to go fast. This is where I need to pause and listen. This is truth. This is not from God. You will learn these things in a very similar fashion. It's through time, through experience, on God's timetable. Remember, you've already agreed with him. So you know you'll be safe, he'll take good care of you, and he knows exactly what you'll need. So feel free to drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org if you've got any questions or any challenges, and we'll be continuing with this going forward. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll meet again next week. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.